We've had Elias, I think this is his third time on the air with us, and every time he gets better and better, and he started out pretty exceptionally, so it's terrific to have him here. This is Elias Corey. Put a snapshot of Elias up on Facebook in just a moment. What was that that you just played?
It was a little bit of a diminished scale intro with a, and it's a Chet Atkins song that I did called "I'll See You in My Dreams." It's one that I think he did with Mark Knopfler.
Yeah, it really reminded me. I don't know if you've heard of this person, but Stefan Grossman is a finger picking guitar, acoustic guitar player. And as I listened to you, it really reminded me of this record I used to have. He goes way back, but you got an old soul. You know your old music. He goes back, probably to the late 60s or so. So I mentioned, and I mean, this is a pretty amazing thing. I'm holding up a copy of Whirl magazine. It's I think it's the current issue of Whirl.
Yep, June-July.
The June-July issue. And there on the cover is Elias. How did this happen?
Well, actually, they contacted me, and they've noticed a lot of my accomplishments and things I've been doing around the Pittsburgh area and a lot of my gigs. And they thought that it would be cool to have a new face of music in Pittsburgh on the magazine.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It makes me proud, and I'm not the one who should be proud of, but I'm just happy to see you there. And it's got to make your dad feel good too. There's also an article in here, not to mention your whole family. Oh, really nice, a very nice article with some additional pictures too. I just had a chance to listen or to look through everything. So that's fantastic. You're playing a lot out, too, this summer. You're going to be at Polish Hill tomorrow?
Yeah, Polish Hill Arts Festival at 1.
And Picklesburg is the next one?
Yeah, that's next Sunday. I play that at noon, and then right after Picklesburg, I'm playing the Blues and Roots Arts Blues and Roots Blues Festival out in Cheswick.
So that's two in one day. You're going to have to kind of hustle to get back and forth, which I guess is a good thing. You're going into your senior year. Do you know what, are you going to sort of play full time after graduating, do you think?
Or
are you
thinking probably of, have them side by side. I'm thinking of going into communications, possibly at La Roche. That's a college that I'm looking at.
Excellent. And I forget where you're from, Elias. I think it's the East End?
Polish Hill.
Sorry about that. I just remember Elias is a student at Nazareth Career and Nazareth College and Career Prep. It's a mouthful. Yeah. The former Holy Family Academy, now Nazareth College and Career Prep, which draws students from all over. What would you like to play next?
I think I'll do a Beatles tune.
Cool. So we'll recognize this most likely. Here again is Elias Corey.
Mm-hmm.
That is Elias Corey, who just turned 17 a couple months ago, I think. Is that, do I have that right? And what's it been like as you've been evolving as an artist? I mean, you're playing out a lot. Are you, you're busking still ever? Or I know you were for a while, weren't you?
Yeah, I used to.
But now you're established to the point where I think you're getting a lot of gigs. Are you finding it? Are you at the point where you're sort of picking and choosing to get some balance?
Yeah, I mean, every gig is a good gig so far. And I mean, every opportunity, you know, I take for exposure or just, you know, to share my talents with everyone else in the world.
I don't know, as you navigate this, and your dad, I know, has been really involved, there's a lot to consider, whether you're willing to play for free, if somebody asks you, for the exposure, as they say, for just how much, you know, what you end up asking for in terms of compensation. And you seem to have a really good head on your shoulders for that stuff. You feel confident in terms of the business aspects of all of this?
Yeah, I mean, music is, like you said, it's basically just a business. There's the talent, the money, there's a want and a need, and then there's the people who give it to you. And I mean, it just all works out, you know, in the whole mix of it.
Now, I want to go through your backstory a little bit, too, for folks who don't know. Can you tell me when you started playing and how your playing style evolved?
I started playing when I was about 13 years old, and I kind of took to the guitar really well because I had all these influences of artists right when I was starting to play, like Jimi Hendrix, Santana, and then later, about a year or two, I got into Jim Croce, James Taylor, and John Denver, a lot of the good finger-picking artists. And, you know, I just went from there to playing everything, you know?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I've always enjoyed about our getting time to spend together is your musical tastes are pretty much all over the place.
Yeah.
Are you writing much?
Yeah, I'm still writing, and I'm going to be putting out an album later this year.
Fantastic. That's great. I think we're going to have time for two more songs, if that's okay.
Okay.
With you. What would you like to do next?
I'll do a Jim Croce.
Fantastic. I can't wait to hear it. Elias Corey at the Saturday Light Brigade. A picture is up on our Facebook page along with a link to his. What song was that you played?
That was Photographs and Memories.
Yeah, I liked that was your arrangement, or?
Basically, I mean, didn't stray much from the original. That's one of my favorites of his.
Yeah, it's a good song. And it's kind of neat to hear it without the words. I played a song of Jim Croce's very early this morning from 1964.
Oh, wow.
There was a reissue of a concert he did on a college campus back in 1964, very different sounding. I mean, he was still extremely talented, but he sounds so young and was playing a lot of songs written by other people, not his own. Elias Corey, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you if they'd like to have you perform or just get to know you?
That would be to go on my Facebook page, which is just putting in Elias Corey. And then all my information is on my Facebook page, my phone number, email, and you could send me a message. We could work something out.
Yeah, there's also City Paper. This is pretty exciting. You're on the radio. You're on the cover of World Magazine. And there's an article here in City Paper. This is all happening in the same week, plus some pretty prestigious gigs that you've got with Picklesburg coming up next week and the Polish Arts Art Festival, Polish Hill Arts Festival taking place. And none of this seems to go to your head too much.
It's all normal.
Yeah. Thank you for being with us. What do you want to finish up with? Is there anything else you want to say that I might have missed?
I think you really summed it up. I mean, playing guitar is what I do, and I've been doing it, and I'm just still doing it, you know?
Yeah, it's great. So what do you want to finish up with?
I think I'll do a 10cc song.
What's its name?
I'm Not in Love.
That's what I was hoping. Here, finishing up for today at the Saturday Light Brigade, is Elias Corey. Elias Corey at the Saturday Light Brigade, KHOURI. And Fred just posted a nice comment on your performance at our Facebook page. And here's hoping you'll stop out to hear him as he performs.